Okay, so Michelle, tell us, how can interactions with pathologists and lab medicine professionals support newly diagnosed patients? And what about experienced patients?
Sure. Well, I think pathologists can offer a different perspective. For the newly diagnosed, showing a patient her tumor, their tumor or cancer, offers them an opportunity to understand more fully how the diagnosis was made, all the precision that was used in diagnosing, and the science behind the diagnosis. Gives them an opportunity to ask questions about margins and anything that breaks through and really visually see how that was determined. The pathologist can clarify the process of diagnosis and enhance their overall understanding of the disease and answer any questions. For some patients, this can be sort of information overload, so it needs to be done properly. However, there are trailblazers out there doing this kind of work. I recently attended a webinar where Dr. Lijah Joseph at Lowell General Hospital conducts patient pathology consultation services for breast cancer patients. She offers a masterclass, step-by-step process in how to successfully conduct these meetings. If done properly, these sessions can enhance physician and provider patient communication. For the experienced patient, answering questions can sometimes help them decide on a course of treatment or perhaps a clinical trial. The encounter can help them understand how their treatment plan is working, because future biopsies may determine how well the treatment plan is working, and they can see that visually. And it offers patients sort of a sense of control over their disease. There have been many articles written on the subject, and I've seen survey results where as many as 85% of cancer patients are either interested or definitely interested with seeing their pathology and asking questions. I think knowledge is power.
Agreed. How can interactions with patients, particularly experienced patients, help pathologists?
Well, there's also data out there on this. I saw a published article where, again, 85% of pathologists, believe it or not, that were surveyed indicated that they were interested in meeting with patients, which was surprising to me. But pathologists identify as some of the potential impacts increased job satisfaction through meaning and purpose. Some have described these encounters as a reason to get up in the morning and that it's just the right thing to do. In addition, it would probably generate some type of motivation to complete the less interactive parts of their work. Other positives might include a more multidisciplinary work environment. And pathologists, have a unique experience, and including pathologists in the care team could reduce the burden on clinicians as well. Pathologists are often referred to as the doctor's doctor. And the program shows that they can be much more. A pathologist can be, a patient's doctor as well, and a vital part of the care team.
Absolutely. Can you introduce us to some of the patient-centered care initiatives you know of that are currently underway?
So yes, I'd be happy to. So at the University of Michigan, I can talk about some of the work that we have done in the Department of Pathology. They've assigned patient advocates, patient advisors to the patient safety meetings. These are meetings where we do root cause analysis and lessons learned when something goes wrong. We've completed a work on a video project. Many people don't really know what pathology is. So we completed a 20-minute video, which takes viewers behind the scenes of Michigan Medicine's pathology labs with a former leukemia patient who is now in remission. Patient advisors are active members of high-level meetings like the Department of Pathology Quality Council, and they participate on quality panels. The Department of Pathology has also participated in a Michigan Medicine Patient Experience Expo for at least the last 3 or 4 years. This is really a showcase of all the patient experience initiatives that are going on at Michigan Medicine. And at this, we have our own booth, and we spread the word about the impacts of pathology on diagnosis and treatment. The group is currently working on their own pilot program for these patient education consultations. And we're focusing on two disease groups, breast cancer and diabetes. And then more recently, with the passage of the Cures Act, we've added a disclaimer to our own patient portal. And we're working to add reliable resources for patients to access regarding their pathology reports and lab results on the resources tab in the patient portal. Very exciting work. I thought I would mention that the American Society for Clinical Pathologists has also been involved. And I have had the honor of being the person working on these initiatives. And I wanted to, you know, give a shout out really to the ASCP for being so forward thinking. So I'll mention a few of the things that I've been involved with, which really speaks to them involving patients in very important decisions at ASCP. So the first thing, and it's kind of a mouthful, that I was involved in was something called the National Pathology Quality Register, which is a project, kind of like a database that the ASCP was developing, which has it's a quality and benchmarking program. And the registry captures these data and measures adherence to clinical practice guidelines and recommendations. So they had a group that was looking at data accuracy, and I had the honor of being the only patient on that, with many pathologists from really across the country talking about my experience from a patient perspective, about things like timeliness of pathology, you know, timeliness and accuracy and things of that nature. It was very exciting work. And then they asked me to become part of the steering committee for that particular database initiative, which was really quite an honor. And then a couple of years later, the ASCP was given a grant through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services here in the US. And this grant was to explore pathology-related quality measures for the CMS's quality payment program. And they asked me to be a part of that group, which was really exciting. And then this year, I was asked to become part of the ASCP Patient Champion Program Steering Committee, which is really quite an honor. So the ASCP clearly is walking the talk when it comes to including patients in important work that they are undertaking.
That's great. And it's clear that you're deeply involved every step of the way. So how can individual pathologists and laboratory medicine professionals join or support these initiatives?
Well, I really think that you can, you know, within your own work environment, I think you should look for opportunities to engage with patient advocates. There's institutions and labs doing patient education sessions, which we talked about earlier, and many of them are starting their own patient and family councils within their own work. Some of the trailblazers in the field I had mentioned earlier was Dr. Elijah Joseph from Lowell General Hospital. And again, she provides a step-by-step process to what she is doing in these breast cancer clinics that she is hosting at Lowell. And she has a YouTube out there, so you could go and watch a YouTube video. And she's not alone. There's many institutions already doing this kind of work. And in order to make these clinics sustainable, these patient education clinics, I believe you need to show the benefit in quality of care, adherence potentially to treatment plans because of these patient education clinics, and perhaps increased patient satisfaction. Perhaps you could follow up with a survey. You can also, I don't know, maybe use the messaging part of patient portal to communicate with patients. The pathology report is a very important resource of information about diagnosis and treatment and prognosis, but the information can be difficult to understand. And there's very few resources out there to help patients understand their pathology report. And one of the sites that I became aware of is something called mypathologyreport.ca. And I used this site, it's free, myself to, you know, ask some additional questions about my own pathology report and found it an excellent resource. It was developed by patient and family members as well as pathologists. It can be offered as an alternative to or in conjunction with these patient pathology consultation programs. It can be added on the resource pages I had mentioned earlier. I use the site, and there is an option to ask additional questions, which I did. And within a couple of days, I received my answer back with vetted, reliable information. So it's an excellent source of information. Another idea might be just to add perhaps a patient-friendly portion to your pathology report with sort of English terminology or common things that patients would be familiar with. So there's a lot of ways to really engage and sort of start a movement within your own practice.
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask you next. For people who want to start a patient engagement initiative, what advice do you have?
Well, I think that really, you know, there's, if you have a few of you, you know, so find a colleague. Perhaps you could ask, you know, your department chair to support a small pilot program. You know, having a champion, obviously, we all know is key to moving patient education consultation, you know, initiatives forward. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there already doing this kind of work. There's hashtags out there on Twitter, like hashtag visible pathologist. And so here you can, there are good resources of information and, you know, potential contacts. You know, though delivering serious news that you may have to do in these sessions, you know, it's very important that you do it correctly. I would encourage that you take a training class perhaps, for those who want to embark on this sort of journey. Perhaps you could create a video and post it to your health system or lab website on what pathology does. Perhaps you could have within the video, you could explain the sections of a pathology report. Some people are visual learners. And you can explain what pathology means and laboratory medicine means through that method. Perhaps, like I mentioned, a patient-friendly section of the lab report itself. And, you know, some forward thinkers, pathologists who are actually putting their own phone number and email address right within the body of the pathology report and asking patients to contact them with questions, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely. I think that's all the questions I had for you today, but is there anything else you would like to highlight?
Oh, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. It's really an honor to speak with you. And I do have a couple of parting words that I would like to say. You know, there are pathologists out there doing the important work of patient education consultations. This is so forward-thinking and moves the needle on personalized medicine. These steps begin to redefine the notion of doing things to and for patients and reframing the narrative to partnering with them instead. My hope and my desire is that someday pathologists will be part of an integral part of the patient's multidisciplinary care team. I'd like to mention this. I'd like to leave you with a few words on something to consider. I think we need to challenge those in pathology and laboratory medicine in this field to see behind the microscope, because behind every microscope, there's an anxious, sick, tired, scared patient at the other end of that slide, that test, that specimen, and that result. They're waiting and they're wondering, what are you looking at? What does it mean for their future and their treatment plan? You are the first person to see that person's diagnosis, which could be life-altering for them. It should never be taken for granted. I have to tell you personally, I am so grateful for the technicians and the pathologists who examined my tumor, stained my slide, and determined that I had clean margins. And for those in blood draw, every time I had to come and get infused with chemo, I had to stop off at blood draw. They determined whether I would be able to be infused that day. These pathology-related areas are a few of the many in the field who were critical to my recovery. They were the nameless heroes. They saved my life. I'm so grateful for all those who touched my case. I would like you to remember that no matter how seemingly insignificant and perhaps routine your tasks may be, please know that you make a difference every day, multiple times a day, to countless patients' lives. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you so much for sharing that part of your life with us.